Now I am joined on the telephone by Deirdre Lennon, who is the Irish Hospice Foundation's Corporate and Events Manager, to discuss the CSI Cycle for Care in aid of the Irish Hospice Foundation, which has been undertaken by ex-professional cyclist Paul Kimmage and his daughter Evelyn, and who are also joined by some other cycling enthusiasts. They will be pedalling for the Irish Hospice Foundation Nurses for Night Care service, which provides end-of-life care for people in their own homes. So thank you for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM, Deirdre.
Thank you very much for having us, Michael.
Ah, pleasure, Deirdre. Deirdre, can you tell our listeners something about the Irish Hospice Foundation Nurses for Night Care and the services that they provide?
Absolutely. The services that we provide for the nurses is for all conditions other than cancer. This is where we would help families, and nurses go into the family home and help individuals who would be nearing end of life, and to provide services and to give the families respite while they give professional care.
Right, okay. Are Nurses for Night Care part of the main Irish Hospice Foundation charity, and how are they funded?
Yes, it's one of the many services that we provide through our programmes. And they would be largely funded through voluntary fundraising and support from individuals who do some events. And we're very happy to take all donations that come in to help provide the funding for this particular service.
Sure. And about how much money is needed to run the service, say, for this year, 2018?
In this year, we will be looking at the funding to come in at around about 800,000, which is quite a large amount. But this is also dependent on demand throughout the year from families.
Right, okay. So can I ask you about the CSI Cycle for Care fundraiser that will take place in June? So what's this all about, and when exactly will it take place?
It takes place from the 24th of June to the 30th of June, and the CSI will cycle through Croatia, Slovenia and Italy. So it's a case of like-minded cyclists coming together, taking on a challenge, and a challenge it is, to raise funds for our services, such as the Nurses for Night Care programme.
Okay. And apart from Paul and Evelyn's participation, are there any other sponsors or sponsorship involved in the project?
Kingspan are our sponsor. They are our only sponsor. They have been fantastic helping us out with all of our cycles, and some of the Kingspan staff actually take part in the event also.
Okay. Actually, I used to know Jean Murta many years ago. Where will the CSI Cycle for Care take place, and roughly how long is the event?
Well, they start off in Croatia and cycle through Croatia, then on to Slovenia and finish up in Italy. And it's roughly 600 kilometres cycling over 5 days.
Okay, Deirdre. But now, what costs are involved for participants? You know, there's a lot of expense there, bringing bikes and aircraft and hotel flights and all that. Is it expensive for somebody to join the cycle?
It's not expensive. The total cost would be $3,050. That's broken down between, that covers the cost of getting you there, so your flights, your accommodation, moving the bikes, moving your baggage, etc., and then the fundraising element side of it. But all of the details can be found in our brochure or online.
But do I understand that if you want to cycle in this fundraiser, you need to, first of all, provide a minimum of $3,050 for your own travel, your own accommodation, your own expenses? Is that the way it works?
Well, you provide, the total cost for the event is $3,050. So the tour cost comes in at about $1,110. And we're asking people to raise an amount of sponsorship of $1,940. So that's how it's broken down.
But all right.
Everything is taken care of you within that $3,050.
Okay. So if anyone is interested in taking part, how can they make contact or get involved? Or and more, even more importantly, when is the last day for registration?
Anybody can give us a call on our main line, which is 679-3188, and they can ask for Louise McCarran, who's our wonderful events coordinator. She will be looking after everybody for this trip. Or they can go onto the website, which is hospicefoundation.ie. Or if anybody just wants to have, they can email in to louise.mccarran@hospicefoundation.ie and have a full brochure sent out to them. Or they can actually go on, and everything is online for them there and then.
Right, okay. So, Deirdre, is there any point missed in our conversation that you would particularly like to highlight yourself?
Well, one thing, as I did forget to mention there, the last registration date is the 16th of March, but we do actually provide an early bird sign-up of a discount of €200 if somebody signs up before the end of January. But just to say that the 600 kilometres is a challenge. It is a, seems like a long way to go, but lots of people do it. And we have people from their 20s up to their 70s taking part. So if any of your listeners are tempted, please just pick up the phone, give us a call. Anybody is happy to take details or provide them with details. We're here to help, and we help, obviously, anybody who's going to be on it with their sponsorship, getting buckets, posters, anything that they need. Louise is there to provide any help that we can give them.
And so basically, you don't have to keep up with Paul Kimmage and his daughter setting the pace.
No.
But how are they looked after then? There must be a minimum time to do the course. 600 kilometres, I mean, that's, I suppose, a week, is it?
It is. It's 5 days. So what's happened is they fly out on the 24th, and then the next day they would start travelling. Everybody's broken down into groups. So the groups are sorted by sort of level of experience. So if you're an elite cyclist, say you could be group one, next level down 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So everybody sets their own pace, and everybody's looked after, and nobody would be ever left behind. And then obviously if there's any problems or somebody feels that they couldn't go on for whatever reason, we do have vans that go along with each of the sections of the cycle, and there's always ways to get people from point A to point B. That's never a problem.
Right, actually, that's very, very important. So, Deirdre, just if you could give your contact details, just I know you've done before, just to repeat your contact details for anyone who might like to participate in the CSI Cycle for Care to support the team or even to make a donation.
Certainly, our number again is 01679 3188, and they can ask for Louise McCarran or anybody in the fundraising team if Louise is not available. They can look on the website at hospicefoundation.ie, or they can email in to us and we can send out details to them by post. That is not a problem at all.
Absolutely superb, Deirdre. Okay, Deirdre, I think kind of we've covered most things there to do with the cycle. So thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM. So bye for now, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
Thank you very much indeed, Michael. Good luck.
Thank you, Deirdre. Bye.